Hello all, this is YouTube, Rumble, TikTok, film update for July 17th, 2023. For the past couple of weeks, there's new shit going on. Elon's going into the octagon with Zuckerberg, into the media, and it's becoming kind of stupid. Two billionaires going at it in the octagon. I don't condone it, but you want to make fighting educational and entertaining in an educational way? Go down to Hong Kong and Japan where they teach you self-defense. Don't put two billionaires who have a huge ego in an octagon where everyone can sit there and watch them beat the shit out of each other for the sake of publicity. Because I guarantee you, watching the first sequel of IP Man where Donnie Yen takes on 9 black belts is more entertaining and more educational than watching 2 billionaires going at it. Okay? And for those of you who don't know, go to my Rumble update and look up the Antifa thing. Okay? That's educational. Get some lessons in self-defense. Ryan is still sniffing the hair and picking up on small kids. And they want people like me to have patriotism to a corrupt country. Right. I don't give my loyalty to a corrupt country that prides itself on pedophilia, people not knowing who and what they are, with the LGBTQ shit and all the other crap they are glorifying. Now they have this new media fiasco where a poor girl goes on the plane and she's, quote, going nuts, end quote. Okay, here's an outsider's point of view. This poor girl is seeing something that isn't there and everyone's mocking her for it. Should we say the corrupt people are mocking her for it? How do I know this poor girl isn't ill because your corrupt country decided to give her a bioweapon that is mainly made of a spike protein that is purely made to fuck the brain up. Made by Fauci, Bill Gates, Soros, and Schwab, and his co-workers. So now, if the girl's messed up, you can blame, the corrupt people can blame themselves for causing her to take the bioweapon that could quite possibly be messing her up. Okay? If you don't know what I'm talking about, go on YouTube and go on Girl Goes Nuts on Plane. That girl is probably, could be seeing things that could quite possibly be caused by your bioweapon. Hence why, if you look up on Alex Jones's shows on Infowars.com, he has done segments on the bioweapon, COVID-19, being made of the spike protein, which is now causing Pruin's disease. If those of you who don't know what Pruin's disease is, it is the dementia. So if the girl is seeing things, blame your bioweapon and blame those who made her take it. I didn't make her take it. She took it upon herself. Obviously, fuck not. If the government and the liberals and the Democrats and the people who were misinformed didn't condone the COVID-19 mandate, which, by the way, goes against your Nuremberg Code and your Constitution, she wouldn't be that way. There's going to be a lot of people coming down with dementia. As far as the media claiming and the people who are claiming to be this supposed invisible guy with her eyes blinking sideways, let's just put it this way. Some of them are coming out and claiming to be that alien to make her look nuts. Some of them are claiming to be the main attraction for causing the media fiasco. hey, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the current corrupt Chinese government, not the past, the corrupt, current corrupt with Xi Jinping, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if there were aliens, human genetically altered aliens being made by the Chinese corrupt government, not the good people of China, and of course, Mexico were coming out with half chimp, half pig bodies. There's proof on the internet of that. How do I know that they're not crossbreeding them currently and putting them on planes to make people think they're going nuts when they're really not? Think of all this shit. The dumbest thing you can think of, take pride in doing it, because that's the way you solve things. No, that's a sarcastic 5 seconds worth of silence. Okay, so all this shit that's going on, and with the fake announcements on Fox, Hannity, come on. I know you're entertaining legitimately and complimentary. Yes, you're entertaining 3 nights out of the week. When you're in your studio and when you're doing Adam Schiff things, but it sounds like you're saying shit. Kudos to you for being entertaining. But enough with the fake announcements, because right now they're getting boring. I'm not against you on being entertaining. Please. I'm not against you on being that. Kudos to you too for being entertaining, because at least you're functionally entertaining instead of you being boring as shit like CNN, MSNBC, and NBC is. So, enough with the fake announcement, because they're really getting boring. Laura Ingram is only doing a 7 at night, not a 10, so you can't do your hand up. Okay. Hey, they probably be fixing the schedules, but then again, he doesn't want to admit that. But in any case, let's see what else. Oh, yeah, they're still complaining about Biden being dysfunctional. He'll be dysfunctional up until the time where he is going to be going into the election. So act functional, do functional things to argue, go back into presidency for the second time. A lot of people are going to be bitching. He's going to get in his second term. You're going to go through another almost 5 years worth of communism. And the media's going to be bitching. A lot of people are going to be bitching. They're going to give him the 4 years, wait until the fifth month of the fifth year, the 25th month of the fifth year, and then he's going to resign and someone else is going to be taking part in it. All it really is his second term and Obama's fourth. I mean, it's his fourth term. That you got his first term in 2008, his second term in 2011. He got his third term during Biden. He's got his fourth term during Biden himself, with everyone and the idiots controlling him. So it's all beginning to be typically routine. A corrupt government, a fucked up shit country. They're all going to be complaining. And by the way, keep on going. The 24th, 2024 is going to be Biden's second term. They're going to make a huge fiasco about Donald getting indicted. And in the year 2028-29, then you're gonna have your true communism. Not the ethical communism that I encouraged and I'm gently being an advocate of, which is where the good people, use communism against the government. I myself now describe myself as a progressive communist, meaning I'm putting communism on the government for the people. Not the crooked people, for the good people. I'm a progressive communist who advocates actual progressive communism now. So, I know I'm not talking about it's either selective communism where the good people get to take control, or it's pure communism where I put it on the government, everyone. My apologies to the good, everyone. Is going to have their constitution thrown out on them. That's progressively. I'm not talking about total self-serving communism, non-self-serving communism. We're talking about Mr. Cruz. We're doing it this way. You don't like it? Fuck off. Go home and take care of your daughter, considering she's cutting her arm off because you're too stupid to pay attention to her. Because the poor thing is such a deep depression. I'm going to have to take people like you, Mr. Ted Cruz, out and either have you assassinated if you don't resign, or just going to have to deal with you other ways. And yes, Mr. Ted Cruz is not the only one who will be dealt with. Biden, Cortez, Schumer, that's called progressive communism. Taking the good people, doing what you need to do with them, getting what they need to get done to them, meaning progress. And you eliminate all the corrupt politics. You don't like it? Assassinate. I'll see you guys later.